Thank you, folks. It's really great to be back with you again. We always look forward to this festival. We love it out here. Some real bluegrass nuts out here.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks for being nuts. I'm glad to be among you. Well, I sure enjoyed Casey and Bela and Brian. That was awesome. Great to hear Doc too, and we've had some really good music tonight, and we're really glad to get to just be a part of it. Oh wow, that was kind of a 15-minute bluegrass workout there, getting going, and now we're going to get serious and do you some Bill Monroe songs. That's a big one right there, buddy. That thing's antennas can pull in WSM tonight, I think. That's a big old bug right here. I stepped on him and he's just kept right on walking. It's like a little dragon one. He gave me water. The hunchback is... Anyway. I love Bill Monroe. I've always loved Mr. Monroe's music, and I grew up listening to him as a kid in Kentucky. And I got to play on stage with him when I was 6 years old, and that was the coolest thing that ever happened. And I've had a lot of awards, a lot of Grammys, and all that. And I tell you, that just pales to being on stage with Bill Monroe when I was six. And I can remember it. You know, it's amazing. But what he did for me kind of got my focus on what I'm doing right now, even as a child. And so we always try to honor him and all the shows that we do. And you can't do bluegrass without honoring Bill Monroe. I mean, he's the guy that started it. So he came to the Grand Ole Opry in 1939, and he was a rocking cat right then, you know. But he really stepped up to the plate when he hired Lester Flatt, played guitar and sang lead, and then a few months later he hired Earl Scruggs. I think Earl was 20, 21. And man, I tell you, the music just took off in hyperspace, you know. And WSM, you know, was 50,000 watt clear channel radio. You could pick it up in California on a nice windy night. And, it was an awesome radio station, and it blasted that music out all over the country. And we want to do a few songs that they did back about 1946, I think they recorded this stuff. And this first one here is, you don't have a problem with old music, do you? We are among friends. Yes, fella nuts, that's right.